with tiny legs begin to sprout from everybody around about. And all at once, holy Christ, there are no children. Only mice. It is done. I will now give you the recipe for concocting Formula 86 delayed action mouse maker. Get out pencils and paper.
She's done it to show us.
The brainy one has turned two children into mice. And there they are.
William.
Mary.
Oh, no.
On the platform, near the Grand High Witch's skirts, my two white mice scurry.
Our leader has made mice appear out of nowhere!
Quiet! These mice are nothing to do with me. They are obviously belonging to some repellent boy in this hotel.
Filthy, smelly little boy!
Swindle him!
We'll have him tried for breakfast!
Silence! You know perfectly well we must do nothing to draw attention to ourselves. We are all respectable ladies of the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children.
How shall we dispose of him?
Leave him to me. I shall smell him out and turn him into mackerel.
They're talking about me.
William and Mary are still on the platform. Suddenly, the Grand High Witch aims a swift, running kick at William and sends him flying. She does the same to Mary. Her aim is extraordinary. The mice crash against the wall. They stun for a moment and then scamper away.
Now, the recipe. First, I need something that would cause the child to become small very quickly. For this, we must be looking at him through the wrong end of a telescope. Take one wrong end of telescope and boil it until it gets soft. 21 hours of boiling.
And what next to bring you on?
Take exactly 45 brown mice and chop off their tails. Fry the tails in hair oil on a low heat until they are crisp.
What about the mice with no tails?
Simmer them in frog juice for 1 hour. They are delicious. So far, I have only told you the easy part of the recipe. The real problem is to find an ingredient that will have a delayed action result.
What kind of secret?
The secret is an alarm clock. You set a 24-hour alarm clock today, and exactly 9 o'clock tomorrow, it will go off.
But we will need 5 million alarm clocks, one for each child.
Idiots! One clock is enough for 1,000 children. You set your alarm clock to go off at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Then you roast it in the oven until it is crisp and tender. Are you writing all this down?
Yes, we are. We are, your grandma.
Put everything in a mixer. Add the yolk of a gruntul's egg, the claw of a crab cruncher, the beak of a blabbersnitch, the snout of a grobble squirt, and the tongue of a cat springer. I trust you are not having any trouble finding those.
Oh, none at all.
I am now going to prove to you that this recipe is working to perfection. Yesterday, I am personally preparing a small quantity of the magic potion in order to give you a public demonstration. I set the alarm clock to go off at 3:30 this afternoon. I put a droplet of potion into a very squishy chocolate bar, and I am giving this chocolate bar to a repulsive, smelly little boy who is hanging round the lobby of the hotel.
A shiver runs down my spine.
Something bad is going to happen.
I told the little boy I will give him 6 more chocolate bars if he meets me here in the ballroom today at 3:30. In 5 minutes' time, the nasty little stinker will be turning into a mouse.
I look down at my watch.
3:25.
Let me in.
There he is. The greedy little swine is early. Quick, everyone. Wigs, gloves, shoes.
The Grand High Witch reaches for her mask and puts it on over that room.